More on our top story. A jury has found Coleraine woman Hazel Stewart guilty of the double murder of her police officer husband and her former lover's wife. The 48-year-old is to serve a life sentence for the murders of Trevor Buchanan and Leslie Howell in May 1991. Her former lover, former dentist Colin Howell, is already serving 21 years after he pleaded guilty to the killings. The jury at Coleraine Crown Court took 2.5 hours to find Stewart guilty after a 15-day trial. Our reporter Chris Page was there and he joins us now from Coleraine. Chris, what happened in court when the verdict was read out?
It was an extraordinary courtroom moment, Seamus. One of devastation for the family of Hazel Stewart and one of intense but mixed emotions for the relatives of Leslie Howell and Trevor Buchanan. One veteran reporter actually whispered to me as we sat in the press box waiting for the jury that he'd never known such a tense atmosphere in a court. Hazel Stewart's daughter, Lisa, was looking at her mother and mouthing, "I love you, I love you." Hazel Stewart was breathing heavily. Then she was asked to stand and the foreman of the jury was asked in turn for the verdicts on each count of murder. Both times he replied guilty. Stewart's son Andrew let out what I can only describe as a howl of despair, then sat with his head in his hands. Stewart's daughter Lisa began to sob uncontrollably and she said over and over again, "It's not fair, it's not fair," until she was comforted by her stepfather and the defence solicitor. Hazel Stewart herself, for the most part, looked straight ahead as she stood in the dock. She looked briefly at her children when they became upset. The judge then addressed her. Stewart began to shake a little as he told her that the only sentence open to the court was one of life imprisonment. The defence lawyer asked the judge if Stewart could have some time with her husband and children before she was taken to prison. As that discussion was going on, more members of Stewart's family broke down. Relatives of the victims shed tears too. They were sitting opposite Stewart's family in the courtroom. And then the judge simply said, "Take her away." And as Stewart was led out of the dock, she reached out towards her husband, her son and her daughter. Her daughter, Lisa, reached back and then Stewart was gone from sight.
And we heard from the families of both of those who were murdered.
Yes, Leslie Howell's brother Chris Clark read a statement along with Lauren Bradford, the daughter of Leslie Howell and Colin Howell, who's in prison after pleading guilty to the murders. Just before they began the statement proper, they spoke of Leslie's eldest son, Matthew Howell, who was killed in a fall several years ago. He died thinking his mother's death was a suicide, never knowing that in fact his father murdered his mother. This is what Chris Clark and Lauren Bradford had to say.
"As a family, we are comforted that those involved in Leslie's and Trevor's murders have finally been brought to justice.
We mourn our mother, Leslie, and are pained at the time and the memories that we have been so denied. We rejoice in the contribution our mum made to our lives in the short time we had together. We know her to have been a loving, devoted mother, and we bitterly regret the horrible way in which she was taken from us. Our thoughts at this time are also with the Buchanan family who share our loss."
They made that statement on behalf of the Clark and Howell family. Standing beside them as they spoke was Leslie Howell's elderly aunt, who's now in her 80s. Trevor Buchanan's brother Gordon spoke on behalf of his family. He was flanked by his four brothers and two sisters, and he said that Trevor was deeply missed.
"The Buchanan family have been in mourning since Trevor's death in 1991. And since the revelations of 2 years ago, our grief and sadness has been accentuated by the shock of knowing how they died. While there's immense satisfaction that justice for Trevor has finally been achieved, there's no sense of victory and no cause for celebration, as nothing can bring Trevor and Leslie back to us. And all families connected to this matter have been grievously impacted. But the Buchanan family will strive to get through this. We owe that much to Trevor. It is his memory and our love for him that will sustain us and stay with us forever."
And it's a measure of the level of public interest in this trial, Seamus, that as those statements were being read out, several dozen members of the public were outside listening to them outside the court along with us members of the press.
Chris, these murders went undetected for 18 years and only came to light because of Howell's confession. Did the police say anything about the original investigation?
Well, during the trial, the prosecution agreed that were it not for Colin Hoyle's confession, it's unlikely the murders would ever have been discovered. Harlan Stewart's plans to cover up the murders worked for 18 years. So questions are being asked about the original police investigation. And outside the court, Chief Superintendent Raymond Murray said that the initial inquiry would be examined 20 years on.
Hindsight is always crystal clear. I think we've got to remember 1991 was a very different place in Northern Ireland. There were 102 terrorist murders alone. And CID were a lot more stretched than they are at the minute, and they didn't have some of the assets available to them then that we would have now. However, the family have made a complaint to the police ombudsman, and I completely understand that, and I look to the ombudsman now to investigate it and to come back to us. If there are lessons to be learned, we'll learn them. Things have moved on a great deal in 20 years, and I certainly regret the fact, and I've absolutely no problem saying it, and I've said to the Buchanan family in person that I regret that they've had to wait 20 years for this.